Well, greetings. This is for Thankful Friday. It's actually Thursday night. I'm in the office while the ladies are having their ladies meeting. I wanted to go ahead and get this done. We've got a little bit of traveling to do tomorrow, and then I've got to go to the tax guy. I'm always excited about going to the tax guy. So I just knew tomorrow's going to be really busy, so I wanted to come tonight and do this. In case you haven't heard, they found about an inch-sized tumor on one of Cindy's lungs, and so we're kind of dealing with that right now, and would ask that maybe you'd pray for us, that we would have God's wisdom and know exactly what he'd want us to do and how he'd want us to do it. And so we do appreciate the prayers and the thoughts. Had a lot of people texting and making comments on Facebook and so forth that you're praying for us, and we just really, really appreciate that very much. When it all comes down to it, really it's the prayers that make the difference, and we know that God can touch her and heal her if that's what he wants to do, or he can do the work that he wants, and so we just trust him, and we want his grace in our lives, and we want to remain faithful to him. And so we're dealing with Thankful Friday today. I'm taking my verses from Psalms chapter 50, verses 14 through 15. It says, "Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." And so the first thing we see is that we are to offer unto God thanksgiving. It's interesting, the first 14 verses of this chapter, and I'd encourage you to take time to read them. God is referencing his greatness. Things are being said about he's the creator and the greatness of God. And truly, if just for that, we have so much to be thankful for. And then he talks about the fact that, what can you do for me? What can mankind do for God? We can't do anything for him. He does stuff for us. There's nothing that we can do. We can't get him food. We can't, monetary things. Those are useless when it comes to God. So what is it that we can do for God? And the answer truly is we can't do anything for God. There's nothing that we can do. Except that he wants our thanksgiving. And that's something that we can all do. Isn't that awesome? That you don't have to be a millionaire to serve God. You don't have to be a certain race or nationality to serve God. God wants all of us to serve him in the same way. God wants us all to do what he would ask us to do, and that is to give him thanks. And so I would encourage you, as you think about today, think about those things that you can be thankful for. You've got a nice vehicle to drive. You can be thankful for that. You live in a warm house. You've got warmth. You can be thankful for that. The weather's looking a little better. You can be thankful for that. You have your spouse. You can be thankful for that. You have a good family. You can be thankful for that. You know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? Man, you can be thankful for that. You know heaven is your eternal home? Boy, that gives you something to be thankful for. And so we have so many things to give thanksgiving for. And we need to just stop, make a list, and tell God, God, thank you for these many things that you have blessed me with. And if you ever get the feeling like, I don't have anything to thank God for, then you ought to get out a piece of paper and just take a quick look around. Just truly evaluate your life. Maybe ask for the Holy Spirit's help that would point out things in your life that you can be thankful for. And so he starts out by saying, man cannot really do anything for me, but he can do this. He can give me thanksgiving. And all mankind ought to give God thanksgiving. The second thing that we find in verse number 14, it says, pay thy vows to the Most High. Pay thy vows unto the Most High. A vow is a voluntary promise. Once made, they're expected to be kept. It's kind of like a husband and wife. They go stand in front of the preacher. They exchange vows, promises to each other before God and before man. And they're expected to keep those vows. A husband is expected to be the husband of one wife, to remain faithful and true to his wife. She, in turn, is expected to remain faithful and true to him. And so we are to fulfill our vows. Some may have said, you know, I'm going to start tithing. And you get, you know, going along, things are going great. And all of a sudden, you have a bad month. And, you know, God's the first thing to go. And maybe you want a new car. God's the first thing to go. Listen, I want to challenge you. God needs not to be the first thing to go. If we vowed vows, if we made promises, we need to fulfill those before God. The third thing that he says, this is the beginning of chapter 15, is call upon me in the day of trouble. I'm so thankful that in the midst of trouble, we can call upon him. You know, just as today here, Thursday, we'd gone to the doctor. We thought, you know, everything's going to be so-so, probably okay. I didn't expect the news that we got. Man, it was just like a punch in the gut. It was hard. But God says, call unto me in your day of trouble. And he's the first one I thought of turning to. I'm so thankful that he'll listen. I can cry out to him in the middle of the night. I can cry out to him in the middle of the day. I can cry out to him in the midst of a traffic jam. I can cry out to him in the midst of a doctor's office. Or anywhere that I'm at, I can call out to him. God doesn't have a select number and you have to be in a certain position. Your hair has to be a certain way and all those kind of things. No, no, no. We can always cry out to God. Isn't it awesome when you think about it? When a day of trouble comes, we can just call upon him. We can turn to him. And I'll make you this promise. Maybe you haven't had any days of trouble, but they're coming. Okay? They're coming. We all have days of trouble. We all have difficulties in our life. There's those hard times that come that become very hard and very difficult. And we need to learn to turn to him. We need to learn to just trust him and call out to him. And so we need to call out to God. He will not hide or refuse to acknowledge you. He is there waiting to be turned to so that he can intercede on our needs, that he can interact on our behalf, that he can be there to snuggle us, to love us, to encourage us, to strengthen us, to draw us close unto himself. Remember, he's our bulwark, as is described in the book of Psalms. He is our fortress. He's our high tower. He's our solid rock. And he's the one we can turn to in the midst of trouble. Call out to him in your day of need, in the day of trouble. And the fourth thing we see is, I will deliver you. This also is from verse number 15. And this is a promise from God. I will deliver you. God is our deliverer. God is our deliverer. Isn't that a great promise? I mean, I'm glad that we live in America. I'm glad that we have, you know, one of the greatest nations on the face of the earth. But listen, I'm not looking to America to deliver me from nothing. I'm looking for God. He is the great deliverer. He's the only one who can deliver us in our time of need, whether it be a financial need or whether it be a medical need. You know, I've had the opportunity through the years to stand in a lot of hospitals. And I was just visiting with my son about this a couple of days ago. He lost a man in his church. He passed away, and I knew them from when I was there. And I said, isn't it amazing how many people we've watched leave this life? And he goes, I know, Dad. He goes, it just doesn't get any easier. And I said, no, it doesn't, because it's that moving that this life is over. We're moving to the next. They're transitioning on. But it makes it so much easier when that person knows Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's hard to be with a family as they cry their tears, as they languish and lament over the loss of a loved one's life. But it's so encouraging to know that God is our great deliverer. He is there to take them to the other side. They know Christ is their Savior. Heaven's their eternal home. And get this verse is still true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. There's no joy in the grave. The grave will have no joy over the Christian. It will not defeat us. Death and hell are cast into the lake of fire. And we can look forward to that fact that God has made that promise to us. And to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. He waits to come. God's waiting now to come and to judge this earth. And as he waits to come and to judge this earth, he's also seated and watching his children. He is there and listening and interceding on their behalf. As they cry out to him and their needs are voiced to him, he comes and he delivers them. And the final thing that we see here found at the end of verse 15 is, "Thou shalt glorify me." That was interesting as I was thinking on these two verses. You know, we have three things that we have to do, okay? I mean, the verse 14 starts off something we need to do. The second thing is something we need to do. The third thing is something that we need to do. And the fourth thing is something that God does. So the first thing we have to do is we are to offer thanksgiving. And then we are to pay our vows. And then we are to call out in the day of trouble. We're to call upon him, seek his face, seek his leading, seek his guidance, seek his help. His promise is to deliver us. Okay, so I have these three great areas of things that I need to do. The great promise is that he's going to deliver us. And then here I get one more thing that God would desire, and he says, "Thou shalt glorify me." Listen, when you turn to God with your problems, with your trials, with your troubles, with your situations, and God answers those things, then glorify him. Glorify him. It wasn't your wisdom that got you out of that trouble. It wasn't your wisdom that got you through that hard time, that difficulty. It wasn't anything that you have done. It was what he has done. And so he deserves to be glorified. And we are to glorify him. His promise is to deliver us. And he moves us to the final point. And the final point is that we would glorify him. That word glorify means to praise, to magnify and honor in worship, to ascribe him honor. He is above all things. You know, think about magnify and honor and worship. We don't have to be in a church setting to magnify and honor and worship God. We can do that anywhere we're at. We can do that if we're driving down the highway. You can magnify, glorify, and worship God. You can do it at your house. But the main thing is that we do it, that we glorify him. Why? Because of all that he has done for us. We have so much to be thankful for. And as we think about Thankful Friday, I pray that you just stop. Consider where you are. Consider all that God has done for you and be thankful. Hey, I want you to know that I love you. It's a great honor to be pastor here at Shawnee Mission Baptist Temple all these years. God's been so faithful to us. And I do ask that you'd pray for Cindy. Love her so much. So thankful for her. She's been a great helpmate and a great pastor's wife. It'd be hard pressed, I think, to find any that would be better. And so if you would, just lift her up in prayer, ask for God's help. And, I tell her I could end up going before her. We just don't know what God's real plan is. And so we just want to walk with him. We want to be found faithful to him. And we're sure looking forward to heaven. Boy, isn't that great to have that hope, to know that heaven's our eternal home where we're going to spend eternity with him. Well, God bless you. And hopefully I'll get to see you on Sunday. We're going to be preaching on Established in Missions. We're getting all fired up. Missions Conference is starting Wednesday night. We'll be going through next Sunday. It's going to be an exciting time. We're going to ordain Brother Richard on Friday night. It's going to be great, great, great. And I sure hope and pray that you're able to be with us. Good Lord bless you. Love you. Have a good day.